Welcome to Between Heaven and Earth, an internet radio talk show where we help you connect spirit and divine guidance. Lisa Kay, your host, brings you shows that can enhance and transform your life with tips and new ideas for more happiness, abundance, and better relationships. Lisa is an expert on intuition and can show you how to strengthen your inner guidance to empower yourself. Each show is positive and uplifting to inspire your day. Her guest speakers are specialists on self-help, positive thinking, spirituality, and conscious living. Be the best that you can be with Between Heaven and Earth, conscious living for your soul.
And angel blessings to everyone. I'm Lisa Kay, and our show today is called Crystals and Oracle Cards or Angel Cards. Now, just like a couple of weeks ago, I'm going to have two mini shows today during our 1 hour together. And our first show is on crystals. And I'll be telling you about the crystal of the week and answering questions that you've sent me about crystals. I get lots of questions about crystals all the time. And I am concurrently doing a Facebook video. So we're live on Facebook if you want to watch us there. You can go to facebook.com/LMK88fans, F-A-N-S. But we're here on the radio too. And in the second half of the show, we're going to be talking about angel cards. Find out, you know, which oracle deck is good for you, what gives you the best and most accurate messages. And again, I'm kind of doing lots of technology here. We're on the radio, we're on Facebook, I'm recording you over here because some of the stuff I've got, this is show and tell today. I've got all my goodies that I've collected, and I'm going to share them with you. And if you're watching on the video, you'll be able to see them. If you're listening on the radio, I'm recording it so you can see my goodies later on, which are basically my crystals, my cards, all kinds of good stuff. If you want to watch the replay, you go to my YouTube channel. You just go to my website, lmk88.com, and you can get a link there, see all my videos, my blogs, my podcasts, listen to this again, awesome stuff. Okay, so let's begin. Hi, I'm Lisa Kay, and this show is called How to Use Crystals and Gemstones. Now, you know, I know a lot of you people out there love crystals and gemstones. I love crystals and gemstones. And I know most of us are familiar with the jewels, like diamonds and sapphires. But there are a lot of semi-precious stones out there that you might be familiar with, like a lapis lazuli. And I have a few here. I'm going to show them to you if you're on the radio. And you know them, great. If you don't, you can check them out later on the video. But this is lapis lazuli, and it's a beautiful blue stone. The Egyptians used it quite a bit, and actually, again, semi-precious stone. It was also used in illuminations, and if you don't know what an illumination is back in the Middle Ages, they would create the book, what they call the Book of Hours. And they are prayers. They're during the Christian era, they were for people to view in terms of, you know, remembering their prayers and the Bible. So, but in those books, they would do illuminations, and they would have these wonderful artists who are very talented would paint these beautiful pictures, and they would actually use lapis as one of the stones. They would take the stone, they grind it up and mix it with several things. One of them actually is egg yolk, which is very sticky, and they would paint with it, and it created beautiful colors that lasted literally hundreds of years. It's incredible. So some other precious, semi-precious stones are things like tourmaline and amethyst. And I know did I not bring an amethyst here? Oh my goodness, I didn't bring my amethyst. How could I miss that? It's a purple quartz, peridot, tourmaline. These are semi-precious stones, and they are just absolutely beautiful. I'm amazed that I didn't bring my amethyst today. I've got a lot of other great things though. other stones. And semi-precious stones are also cheaper to buy. They're not as expensive as diamonds and sapphires, but they're great, great crystals. And again, I get lots of questions about the crystals, how to use them, what are the metaphysical properties and meanings of them. So I wanted to share those with you today and answer those questions. First, we're going to do a crystal of the week. I decided that what I'm going to try to do is I have too many crystals, and I put them on my altar, and we're going to talk a little bit about what you can do with your crystals. And I have altars all over the place, and they're full. So I need to start going through them. And so I thought what I'd do is a crystal of the week. And if you follow me on Facebook or on my blog, I'll probably post it there. And the crystal of the week is snowflake obsidian. So I'll show that to you guys over in Facebook and on the video. What this is, and those of you who are on the radio, this is a beautiful sphere that I have here, and obsidian is volcanic glass, and it's formed in volcanoes, and it's usually black, but it can come in lots of colors like blue and green. Some of them have this beautiful rainbow sheen or gold sheen on them. And snowflake obsidian is black with white snowflakes on it. It actually looks kind of like little snowflakes, so which is kind of cool. Now, I'm sure you're asking, well, what are these good for? So what snowflake obsidian is good for from a metaphysical standpoint is perseverance, insight, spiritual guidance, and they say past life recall. Now, what's really great about these stones is they work with you energetically. So we're talking about metaphysical properties and how what they give to you, impart to you, inspire or invoke in you, or help you with energetically. And what's cool about obsidian is it's actually, because it was formed in a volcano, it's amorphous. It doesn't have a crystalline shape like a quartz point that you might see. So sometimes they, what early man used to do is use it to make arrowheads or knives. So again, what this is good for metaphysically is it helps clear negative self-defeating thoughts. It can inspire you with new ideas and that can help improve your situation. So it's interesting. Now you might be asking, why did I pick this particular one? Well, this is the way I think we all should pick, and I think I'm going to continue to pick, is that I use my intuition, my inner guidance. And what I love, and you can do this too, if you have several crystals, or even if you're shopping in the store and you want to, and you have something to pick, you can see what draws you, see what pops up in your mind. You can ask your guidance, your intuition, what stone should I pick today? And you'll find that you'll be drawn to something. And when you are, you can pick it up and find out about it. There are lots of books out there on giving you the meanings for what metaphysical meanings for these stones, what they're good for. I actually brought some today. If I can dig it out. There's a great book out there called The Crystal Bible. Those of you on Facebook, it'll be backwards. I don't know. It gives you the mirror image. That's one by Judy Hall. And there's another book, which is my favorite. Actually, one of the authors is my favorite. This is called The Book of Stones by Who They Are and What They Teach by Robert Simmons and Naisha Asayan. Naisha was actually my crystal teacher. And these are very popular, famous books. And so if you look up the stone in there, it'll tell you the metaphysical properties. So again, this is the crystal of the week. It's snowflake obsidian. It is going to help you with perseverance, with insight, spiritual guidance. It gives you courage, persistence. And, you know, it's interesting. It becomes a little bit like an oracle. It helps you intuitively get a message because you pick it and see what you're drawn to. And then I love to go to the books and find out what they're for. And when I do, it's like, wow, I actually needed that. I needed that stone. And this will also help your intuition grow it so that you can get good feedback and say, hey, you know what? My intuition is actually working. It's good. It's working. And I'm being guided to things that I need. So perseverance, insight, spiritual guidance, past life recall. I'll have to work on that one. But snowflake obsidian. That's the stone of the week. And we'll, if you tune in next time, we'll get another one and we'll talk about that. So let me, I've got about a minute and before we go to break, and I'm going to talk about some of the frequently asked questions on crystals. And if you have any questions and you're out there watching live, you can post them or type them into the chat. I'll see them here, I hope. And then I'll answer them for you. If you're out on Facebook and you can, I think you could type them into the page. I might be able to see it, but really, you know, you could email me. Go to my website, lmk88.com. Go to the contact page. Actually, I read every email I get. And if you have a question about crystals, send it to me. We'll post the answer somewhere. Or I'll write you back, which I often do. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk about why work with crystals. What are my favorite crystals? How to clear them? What are they good for? On and on. People often ask these. How do I care for them? You know, are the polished ones better than the raw ones? We'll find out. So stay with us. We'll be right back, and we'll get to those frequently asked questions about crystals.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, Om Times. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at deblivmedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
And welcome back. I'm Lisa Kay, and we are talking about crystals and how to use crystals and gemstones. So I was going to get to the frequently asked questions about crystals, which I know you're probably eager to hear about. And actually, I have a question out there in Facebook land. Marianne asks, what crystal would you use for clarity in an angel card reading? That is a great, great question. So in an angel card reading, I would obviously call in the angels. And to do that, I would probably use, and you're a great setup because I would probably use angel crystals. So let's move over to that and I'll show you. One of the crystals that has a lot of angel energy is selenite. So this is selenite. It's made of gypsum. And I don't know if you can see too well. It's those of you who are on the radio, it's a white stone with striations in it. And sometimes it comes in long pole-like forms. And this one happens to look like an egg or a palm. I guess it's thin, so you can hold it in your palm. But selenite is made out of gypsum, but it is a very, very high vibration angelic stone. So that is a good one. Another stone is angelite, of course. And I'll show you, I happen to have one here. And this is a very light blue stone. I have a lot of little ones here, but angelite is, it looks kind of like a kind of blue-gray stone. And angelite is another one you can use, has a very high angel energy, very connected. And another one is celestite, and I have a story about this particular piece, but this is celestite, and celestite is also a very, very high vibrating angel stone. So those are the stones that you could use. Joan was asking, is it a rose quartz crystal? That was the stone that I showed during break. Okay. And you know what? I'll show it to you guys again. This is the stone. This is the guess your best stone. We just came up with that. And Joan, you're close, but not quite. So if you can guess what this stone is, you guys will win a prize. Maybe I'll send you. If anybody can guess it, if you send me, if you're listening to this live or you hear it on the radio or you're watching it on the video and you can guess what this is, actually, I'll probably do the reveal later, so I won't be. You can cheat, but I'll let you know what it is. But if you could do it before we go off the air, I'll send you a little something. Okay. All right. So, what are your favorite crystals to work with, and why? That was a question I had. Now, I love all kinds of crystals. My favorites to work with are, one is moldavite, and I'll tell you all about moldavite and why. That's the number one crystal I love to work with. There's amazonite. Amazonite is a green stone, and this is amazonite in my hand. Oh, I'll show you the moldavite. Here's moldavite. It's a green stone. It looks kind of glassy, and it's got bumps all over it. And the amazonite is also green with white speckles. And I like to work with amazonite because it's a water stone. It's very soft, and that's energetically, you know, with the five elements. So it's a water stone. I also work with malachite, which is the green stone. A lot of people see this green stone. This one happens to be in the shape of an obelisk, which I thought was really cool. It's a green stone. It's fire energy. It was made in a volcano, so it has a lot of heat-like energy with it. I also like to work with fluorite, and fluorite is a green and purple, or you can get it either as a purple stone or as a green stone. I don't know if I hold this up in front of a piece of paper, you'll see it's actually really, really pretty. I like the purple. I like the green. So fluorite is a really good stone for clearing. It does a lot of balancing for, you know, I guess your chakras over above your heart. And black tourmaline I like to work with a lot. Black tourmaline is a black stone, and it's really good for grounding. It's really good for neutralizing energy. So those are the ones. Some of the ones I like to look at are here. Here's one, honey onyx. We're actually looking at this to put in our bathroom. Honey onyx is, it looks like honey. And I have a sphere of it here. It's kind of a yellowish tan color, and it's almost like alabaster translucent. This happens to sit on a hematite ring, which is interesting. It came with it. And I like to look at rose quartz, of course. Here's a rose quartz for you, Joan. There's rose quartz. And I like to look at azurite and malachite. You know, azurite is blue, and malachite I just showed you, which is green, and it often comes together. And in this sphere, you'll see it's mixed with the green and the blue. So, and when you have a stone that's mixed with the different types of crystals, it has the metaphysical properties of both. And hey, Kelly out there. And Kelly's got a guess. I'll get back to that one. And I believe actually she's taking a guess as to what the stone is. And let me finish. I'll come back to you. Lapis lazuli I showed you earlier, and charoite is another favorite stone of mine because it's purple, but it's, I don't know if you could see if I hold it carefully. I'll kind of try to show both cameras here. It actually has sheen to it, and it sparkles inside. It's almost like got these little silvery sparkles in with the purple. I love that. That's charoite. So, and thank you. Yes, thank you. I love my crystals. I collect them from all over the world, actually. And, you know, if I see something, that's the other thing. When you go to pick, if you see something you like, you pick it. And moldavite, I'm going to go back to this one. Moldavite is a very, very powerful stone. It was created by a meteorite that hit near the Moldau River in the Czech Republic about 14.8 million years ago. Because it was so hot and it hit the sand, the hit of the meteorite and the sand kind of mixed together as it got heated up and pulverized, and it created these stones. And these stones are prized as apparently the quintessential metaphysical stone. It helps accelerate your spiritual growth. It has a very high vibration. It's very strong. It activates all your chakras, and it cracks open your channels and sort of basically propels you into your future. It's a really cool stone. And people can feel the vibration of moldavite. It is basically, it's a very, very high vibrating stone. The really interesting thing about it is that if you get this stone and you're not meant to have it, you can't hang on to it. It'll disappear on you. So it's very interesting. You can wear it. Sometimes if you wear it, it's a little too strong and people have to put it down. So that's my favorite stone. Okay. How do I clear it? Here's another frequently asked question. How do I clear crystals of negative or unwanted energy? How often should we cleanse our crystals, and what's the best way to clean them? Should it be water, sunshine, or moonlight? So this is really an energy question. And what that means is all of these crystals, they have energy. So here is some watermelon tourmaline. They all have energy, and you have energy. Things around you have energy. So if you're healing with your crystals, that means you're healing someone else or even yourself, and you're working through a very highly charged emotional situation with the crystals, you may want to clean them more frequently than if they're just sitting on your countertop. So you could use sunshine, definitely, but you have to be careful because some crystals will fade in the sunshine, like amethyst. So moonlight would work better in this case because it's reflected sunlight. Sea salt can work. People like to use that. You can put the sea salt in some water and then put your stones in them. But here again, you have to watch out. Selenite here again, we talked about it, is gypsum, and it will dissolve in water. So we don't want to put it in water. You can also put them in the ground or put them on the ground. And that helps to clear their energy. It's very grounding. Now, I like the easiest thing you can do to clear your crystals is to use sound. Sound is energy. It's basically energy moving. And you can use singing bowls or ting shas, which are like bells. Uplifting music. It works clearing your stones. It clears your room. Awesome stuff. And if you keep the energy high in a particular room and clear and positive, then your crystals will just be cleared by being in there and anything else. Okay, so let's go on to, let's see, we've got about a minute and 15 seconds before we go to our next break. And how do I use crystals? Well, one of the things you can do is you can carry them with you. You can put them in your pocket or you can put them in a little bag. And then put that a pouch that protects them, so you're less likely to lose them or scratch them. You can wear them as a bracelet. I've got a bunch here. I went a little nutty, and I've got rose quartz bracelet, and here's one. This is smoky quartz, and smoky quartz is good for clearing energy, absorbing negative energy. Let's see, we've got, here's my favorite, cherite. So you can wear these. I've got a few others. These are kunzite, and you can wear those and they will work for you just as they do when you're carrying them. The other thing you can do is wear them as a necklace. And here I wanted to show you this one. This one is, Herkimer diamond. And I don't know if you could see this up in the corner. That's, I believe it's tanzanite, so you can wear them. And we're gonna go to break, and when we come back, we'll do more. It's my moldavite, had to show you that. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatesPR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
I didn't know it would be so hard. It's easier to heal others than to heal myself.
If you or someone you know has a drug or alcohol problem, you are not alone.
Recovery was the hardest job I ever had, and the most important.
For information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Between Heaven and Earth Radio. And we're talking about crystals today. And we were doing a little contest on Facebook here. I had a stone that I was showing people, and they had to guess. And Marianne got it. It is rhodochrosite. And I'm going to kind of look that up here. We had close guesses. You guys were very, very close. Rhodochrosite. It is for emotional healing, recovery of lost memories and forgotten gifts, self-love, and compassion. It holds the elements of fire and water. So there you go, Marianne. Congratulations. So I will send you. So you message me, and I'll send you a gift. I'll send you a crystal. Okay. So we were going through what crystals, the frequently asked questions about crystals. And let's see. So I'm going to pick a couple more, and then we're going to get to the second half of our show. What are crystals good for? Well, you can use them for energetic protection. You can use them for people do crystal healing, which is basically healing your energy field. So we're not indirectly. They say it heals you physically, but I always like to talk about energy first. So it heals your energy, and you know, energy is what makes up you, both energetically and physically. So if you want to ground yourself or get rid of negative energy, black tourmaline is good for that. So we always like that. You could also protect the energy of your home by burying some black tourmaline in corner. You know, I guess if you make a grid, where you have four corners around your house, like a square, that will help you, or you can make a circle too. Here's one. I don't think I've shown this to you yet. This is labradorite. It has a sheen on it that's sort of looks like a, I don't know if you can see that, but it looks like a rainbow. And labradorite is, it's also protective. It's a magical stone. It helps keep others from tapping into your aura and draining you energetically. And it also helps awaken your inner ability for things like telepathy, seeing the future, clairvoyance, intuitive reading. Someone asked, you know, what stones are good for angel readings. Well, this would be a good one. So you can keep it next to you. And again, some more angel stones are, this is apophyllite. It looks kind of like quartz, but it's actually apophyllite. And Larimar. I believe this is Larimar. Larimar is a beautiful stone. I'm actually wearing them on my ears, so I don't know if you can see. So my earrings are Larimar. So rhodochrosite. Let's talk a little bit about that one for healing. And Marianne got that right. This is rhodochrosite. It's great for emotional healing, and it opens up your heart chakra. Okay, so that's some of the things you could do with your stones. How do you pick one? Well, use your intuition. Whatever draws you, and the same thing goes for oracle card decks, pick it up and see how it makes you feel. I would hold it and see how you feel about it. How does it make you feel inside, emotionally, physically? I found that certain stones, it doesn't make me feel comfortable, so I have to put them down. So I don't get those. Now, some say that, you know, that might be the stone that you need because it's going to shift something in you. I think you can ask your guides and your intuition whether that really is the case. Now, I put mine on an altar, and you can too, or you can put them in. I also have a box with special compartments, and I will put them there, and sometimes I'll take them out and move them around. So those are some of the questions that I have had been asked. And crystals are awesome things. I love crystals. I love to look at them. I love to work with them. I, you know, obviously went a little crazy. I don't consider myself the one and only crystal knowledgeable person. There are other people out there as well, but I learned a lot about them. Oh, here's my quartz point. And this one's a really special one. It actually has seven faces, and that's the natural point on them that has seven faces. And they're supposed to be extra, extra powerful and good. So you could go crazy with crystals, and you could learn how to use them for healing, for making you feel better, just keeping your energy balanced and all kinds of good things. And just because they're fun to have, you can meditate with them. And I actually have an online course that teaches you how to do all that. It's called How to Use the Power of Crystals class. It's online. It's usually it's actually a good price right now. It's usually $79 that you can get for $29, and you can take it anywhere. It's all online. You can watch the videos and learn about more about crystals. And I go much more in depth into crystals. Obviously, I can't in a half hour, but that class has, I believe it's got it's certainly much longer. I don't know how long it is. I've forgotten. but you can do that. You go to lmk88.com/member, and you'll find the course there. So again, that's lmk88/member, M-E-M-B-E-R, and you can find a crystal class there. Okay, if you have any questions, frequently asked questions that other ones that you'd like to have answered, you know, send me an email, send me a message, and I will answer it for you. Okay? Great. Let's go to the next part of our show. Hi, I'm Lisa Kay. This show is called How to Use Angel Cards and Oracle Decks. So we're going to talk about angel cards and oracle decks and what they are and how to use them. It'll be a quick little thing. We don't have a whole lot of time here on the radio and on this video, but I just want to give you a flavor for it and what you can do, because people love these angel card decks and all these wonderful decks out there. And I like to give people a little flavor for how to use them, because everybody loves them so much. And again, you know, this is something that I do teach about. Joan took the class. She enjoyed it. Ah, thanks, Joan. She says it was a great class. But I just wanted to give you a little bit of a flavor for how it works, answer some common questions. So an angel card deck is what they call a divination tool or an oracle. And these tools they help us connect to our inner divine guidance, our intuition. And as I tell my clients and my students, the message, the intuition message, the divine message is not in the cards. It's what you are receiving using the cards. And essentially what I love about cards, and I recommend everybody use them if you're starting to learn how to tap into your intuition and also if you want to do readings, it's a great way to start. It helps get you out of your ego space. It helps get you out of your thinking space, because when you pull a card and you look at it, you don't know what's going to come up. So it opens up your mind to possibilities, and you can then let your intuition guide you rather than be tempted to, say, think of a message or come up with a message or make it up. And that's why I love cards. And I wanted to focus a little more on Doreen Virtue's angel cards, because her cards are very positive, they're very uplifting. They always give me clear messages, and I get great, they have great energy too. So, and then if we have some time, I've got a new deck. I'll show you how to use that. Maybe we'll do a quick reading. And by the way, I don't do readings anymore. So, you'll get a little message if we can get to it, because I'm running out of time. So how do you pick a deck? And I've got a bunch of decks here. I'll show you. This is, these are Doreen's decks. I've got decks that I've gotten, overseas. And here's, Diana Cooper's Atlantis deck. Here is Sonia Choquette's Ask Your Guide. So, there are hundreds of decks out there. So how do you pick? Even Doreen, she's got, you know, dozens and dozens of decks. It's like picking crystals or anything else. You use your intuition. And, you know, you can look at the decks, you can line them up, and you can say, gee, which one am I drawn to? What is it that feels good to me? Maybe it might even just be the color of the box. I happen to like decks that have very few words and lots of pictures, very detailed pictures, because my eye gets drawn to the picture most often. My intuition, my guides are guiding me there. My angels are guiding me to that. Any deck is fine as long as you are connected to it. You feel good about the deck. The deck feels good to you. Remember, you're going to be connecting to this deck and using it, and you want to have a, quote, good relationship with it. What does that mean? That means, oh, you like it, really. It's You know, maybe you have a favorite pen, you might have a favorite deck of cards, you might have a favorite friend, you might have a favorite deck of cards. So look for decks that attract you, that make you feel good. You could use anything. You can even use a deck of, you know, the toy memory cards. They have memory cards where they have pictures of two of the same thing, and they have pairs of them, and you have to shuffle them all up and then see if you can remember where you put them. I actually have used those with my students to show that you can really use anything to get a message, do a reading with. So here's another question that kind of leads into, you know, are there any decks that are better than others? I like the ones without words. Now, I'll show you ones that, what do I mean by that? Here, let me just show you some of the decks here. And all these are great. I've used them all. This is Doreen's Daily Guidance from Your Angel cards. And I know on Facebook it looks backwards. And I love the purple and the pictures. And I show people the pictures are beautiful. There's nothing scary about them. The other thing you'll notice is they have lots of words. Words are great. Words are fine. And sometimes I tell, when I have done readings and I'm using the cards, I'll tell people sometimes the messages in the cards, in the picture, sometimes not, sometimes the words, sometimes not, because people will look at the words and they'll go, oh, you know, that's what that's all about. And it's not always the case. So these are the ones with lots of words. I like these. I would actually prefer the ones that don't have a lot of words. We're going to go to a break in a moment. But maybe I can, in the few seconds we have, show you. Here's Healing with the Angels. I like these and because they don't have very many words. When we come back, we're going to go to break. When we come back, I will explain to you how to actually use the cards and do an angel read. So we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Om Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. I'm Lisa Kay, and we are doing our show on how to use angel cards in oracle decks. And I'm at the point now with, we did a few questions, and in terms of questions about the decks, I've got some to show you. If you're listening to the radio, you can go over to the video. It'll be posted on YouTube, and or actually go to my website. That's the best place. My website has everything. LMK88.com. It has videos, it's got blog posts, it has podcasts, and what's even better is my app. I have a new app out there, Lisa K Radio, and you can get all these shows and videos there at the touch of a button, and carry it with you, listen to it when you're out and about in the car and so on. So lmk88.com. So I wanted to do in this last quarter of our show, one of the questions that I get quite often is, what do I do with a new deck of cards? And Joan says Mary Queen of Angels is her favorite deck. Yes, actually, that I love that deck too. I don't know that I brought it down today, but that's one of my favorite decks. So this deck is the Past Life Oracle Card deck by Doreen Virtue and Brian Weiss. You know, they just happen to be the cards I have. Doreen is someone that I studied with, and you know, so I happen to like her cards very much. Someone recommended this deck to me. I have almost all her decks, and this is a new deck. So as you can see, the cards still have their band on them. I haven't opened them. So when you get a deck of cards, what you want to do is you take the cards out, see the book that's in them, you put that away. That's cheating. Well, it's not cheating, but it is if you want to learn how to do a reading using your inner guidance. The book, in case you're wondering, often has it tells you what each of the cards would mean, just sort of like what a crystal means, right? And so if you want to do it the easy way, you can draw the card. If you aren't getting anything, quote, intuitively, which you will, so don't worry about it, because we always get everything. We get information intuitively all the time, always intuitive. You just don't know it. And you could use the book, but don't use the book, because you are getting messages intuitively all the time, and you just need to know how to do it. And that's one of the things I teach people, how to connect to how to use their intuition, get it to work when they want, on what they want, get detailed information, because I believe your intuition is really transmitting messages from your higher self, from your angels, from your spirit guides, and you're the better part of you. So here we go. We've got the deck. You're going to take off the band. So get rid of the band. And now you've got now these are beautiful. They're gold edging, and they kind of stick together. As you can see, I can't really get them apart. So what you want to do, and this is with any deck, is you want to, you can bend them and a little bit like this, and that kind of breaks the stickiness to them. And then you're going to go through each card and touch each one. And what you can do is you can look at each card and take a look at each one and just put it down. This one's angels. This one is Asia. Hopefully I got Asia. I've got that one. Here is Atlantis. And authority figures. And just look at it and just go through them. Boy, these are really sticky. And we'll just go through each one that way. And this imparts your energy into each one of them. And it connects you with the cards. And therefore, the deck becomes yours. And as you go through them, also you get to see what each card is like. So now these cards, as I am going through, I'm not going to go through all of them because I don't think we have the time. This is the first time I'm looking at this deck. Here's food and hunger. Now you might, you know, maybe the pictures don't attract you. Maybe they are, you know, something you're not really happy with. Sometimes I look at the deck, I go through them, and it's like, oh, you know, I'm not so crazy about those pictures. Or sometimes I really, really like them. These happen to be pretty simple pictures. And this one is forgiveness, and with two birds on them. And you know, so to me, these are okay. They're fine. I could read from them. Probably would not be my favorite deck. I'm still trying to get them apart, cracking them. And so you would go through each card and touch each one, look at them, and then you can, and then you would can start to work with them. Let's see. Oh, here, I'm going to choose a deck, and then I'm now going to show you how to actually use them in the last few minutes we have. I have a stack of them, and I'm going to show you. Here's one stack, and I have another stack here. I just brought them. I thought I might have time to talk about them all, but I don't. So I'm being called, and what I'll do is I'll ask my intuition, ask my angels, ask my guides, what deck should I use? And maybe one will pop up in my mind. Maybe in the stack, one will, look better to me. Maybe I'll feel like a green one today. So this one wants to come out. And this is the Archangel Raphael healing cards. Hey, if you guys out there like this, let me know. You know, if you like watching me work with cards, let me know. Comment in the post or send me commenting in the post and liking the video is awesome. All right, so here you can see it also has that gold edging on them, but these I worked with. So what you want to do is you can shuffle them and you're going to say a prayer over the cards. So we'll say a prayer, see if we have time to do this. And I'm going to fan them out over my chest and I'll say a prayer. I'll now ask for my angels and spirit guides and all of your angels and spirit guides to come now to give us messages for our highest good or for your highest good. And I'm going to ask, and we can say amen after that. Ask the angels to come in. And they do, they always come. And then what you can do is clear the cards by wrapping on them or just using your intention. And that clears them of any previous energy. And shuffle the cards again. And sometimes a card might jump out, sometimes not. I am going to ask for a message for everybody out there on the radio or watching the video, what it is that you need to hear today. And so I'll just ask for all of you to set that intention with me and ask your angels and guides, what do I need to know today? And please give me the message through the cards that Lisa's going to read. Amen. Now at this point, now we're going to draw a card. Now the question is, how many cards do you draw? People have a lot of different ways of doing this. And I will hear how many cards to draw. I'll ask, how many should I draw? And I will hear, actually, I just heard three and I'm thinking, really? Three? I've got about 3 minutes left, so I'm never going to do it for everybody with three cards. All right, but I won't, you got to get what you get and you don't get upset. You got to go with it. So they said three cards and I will then pull three cards. Oh, Lori. Hey, Lori out there. She says she loves working with cards. She's got many as well. Awesome. Aren't they good? Okay, so three cards. I'll pull one. I'll let you see it. One, two, three. Okay, so diet is important here. Call upon Archangel Raphael for help. Oh, this is a good one for you guys. I feel that. This is one that's important. This is one that's important for a bunch of you watching, and then acceptance. This is another good one. Acceptance. The black has something important there. Okay, I'm running out of space. I put these cards over here. Got my crystals, my cards. Getting really metaphysical today. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll look over them, and you may get impressions or feelings or words, concepts, things that pop up in your head. And the cards are great because they get you started, they get you going, and get you out of your ego space. And whatever pops at you first, whether it's the pictures, whether it's the words, allow your attention to be drawn to that. You might hear, see, or feel something, and that is the message that you're getting. So let's see. Diet is important here. Okay, for me, I'm getting this for you guys. So diet is important. I read that. That's what caught my attention. I don't feel like reading the little thing at the bottom. I don't feel called to do that. But I ask, okay, so what is this diet? Is it they have to eat better? And then it's like, no, it's what's going on in your head. It has to do with what you are thinking, what it is that you're spending your time reading, what you're listening to, and that it's important that you watch what it is you are exposed to. And what are you watching on TV? What is it that you're reading on Facebook? What is it that you're allowing yourself to get distracted to? Oh, I read that article really made me feel not so good. So it shows that you have to stop before you go too far and think ahead. Do I really want to spend my time on this? Is this something that's really good for me? No, it isn't. Call upon Archangel Raphael for help. This is important for you. Again, those of you who are having concerns about, say, where your mind is, maybe you can't calm it down, call on Archangel Raphael for help. And you know what? Acceptance is all about. It's okay. Who you are, what you are, whatever it is you do, what you're doing, wherever you are at this moment, it's fine. There's your mini reading. We're actually going to go, we're going off the air. And that's the end of our show. Gosh, it went really fast. You've been listening to Between Heaven and Earth Radio. This is Lisa Kay. You can get me at lmk88.com. So tune into us next time, and I'll keep going on with you guys.